Swan the Boyle. Okay. Oil is a Tolda Boyna. Why is it in the Mamish Boyna? We said it's a Mahalcha. The reason why it's not Mamish Boyna is because Boyna is something which is a Chubba the Karka, it's attached to the Karka. It's like Mashenkin oil is something which, as Sel says, normally is not attached to the Karka, something which is Mehala Karka. Another Malach we saw was this Zalman, that this Zalman says that the collecting oil and Boyna is that Boyna has two inyanim, it's Kibbutz Chalakim. As in Kibbutz Chalakim, Mashenkein by oil is not Kibbutz Chalakim, just one, you just like pitching a tent. Therefore, that's why it's going to be told that it's supposed to be in the half. Now, there's oil keva and there's oil arai. Oil keva is going to be deraisa. Oil arai is going to be derabanan. Most of the time we were focusing on oil arai, but oil keva is deraisa. What's called oil keva? How long does it have to be? So the different prima galas in the Sukkot. Sukkot for 8 days. Is that called oil keva? Or is that called oil arai? Your scarf falls off, you want to put it up. Is that called that you made a kvias? Is that called you made, yeah, is it arai or not? And Tav Reish Chavav Yischas is Masopik, and Shad Shuvitz is more night, he's more night of Achmir. Kri Yaakov in Tav Reish Chavav was Mekel, says that 8 days would not be considered Kevel, it would be considered yes, alright. The Shatzin over here says that, what's considered Kevel? Vaisvav, he says Kama Yamim. If it's for, don't say how many days, but Kama Yamim, that's meaning to gather a Kriyas, as opposed to being a Rai, in terms of being the Raisa. What's an Afghan? Afghan is the program, so Afghan is the fold up. On Yom Tov Shabbos, you want to get ready to put it back on. So if it's the Raisa, I'm not going to the Raisa, Aser. I'm not going to the Rabbanan, so Shushu's Makam Sarek is going to do Mutta. That's the program itself, because the Rabbanan is the Raisa. In the Mishra Brewer from Tav Reish Chavav, Tav Reish Lama Test, there's a Stira. Whether it's the Raisa, whether it's Machmer Degoy, Mekel Degoy, one place writes in the Minish Mashis, Kimekel Degoy, which Amir Nachim Minish Mashis is more or less Mutter, the Makam Sarek. The other place he says that it's gonna, he's matter it. So some of the place can be machalic. The difference is if the person was Pesheya, he didn't put up the schach before Yom Tov Shabbos, so then we're not gonna be Mekel. Being as machalikas, we're not gonna be Mekel. Shenkein, if it was like Pasha, so when we saw Machan the Shitas, Shoshos Makam Sarek, stop me, we're not gonna dry, so Mitzvah, Makam Sarek, and we're going to be Mekel. If something's attached to hinges, so like you have it's raining outside, you want to put your sukkah roof, you just want to have some of those movable roofs. What? Side roofs, yeah. You want to, it's raining, you want to put it on sukkahs to cover the sukkah. So the Rama says over there that something which that's not called make oil, something which is not, something which is attached, you're just moving over and back and forth. That's not going to be a problem, and that's going to be okay. That seems okay. Oil arai is the chazal acid, and even though it's not the kriyas, it's not there for a long time, chazal acid it, the xera atu oil kevah. How big does it have to be in order to be oil arai? What are the measurements? So the machlikas rif, and the mishainim, rif and rashi, oil less than a tapach, because that can be oil arai or not. Chitas rashi is oil less than a tapach, is not a, the gag is not a tefach, it's not a tefach wide. Shitas Rashi is that it's not considered oil and it's going to be mutter to make. The Rif says that less than a tefach is going to be usur. Akolikis and Akhrainim is trying to Rif. He's talking about when it's oil keva, less than a tefach, we also need darbanan. It's daily yom rabim, it's less than a tefach, and it's we also need darbanan. Mashenkein, if it's oil arai, it's going to be mutter. Or the Pshat says, no. Oil, the Rif holds that this Tanai of a gag tafak is not a Tanai by oil arai. Most of the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, psak and Mechaber, is that the Rif holds that oil less than a gag tafak is going to be also midrabanan. The Shatzin says in Moses from the psak of the Rif and the Rambam. That if even though it's less than a gag tafak, Allah Almighty, so we're going to be machmir. Now, if you look at a lot of the kitzurim are mekel. Why are they mekel? Because Shmei Shabbos is mekel. In his first print. But in his second print he was chaser. Okay, in his second print he was chaser. So, you know, Like usually once when you know, one person made a mistake, usually a lot of times. Okay, whatever. I'll come on. Kiss the halacha ma'aseh mishmash English is from the sack of the Rifn Rambam. Therefore, it must have a tefach. It also has to be a tefach space in the oil. If it's filled up with something, so then it's not going to be considered a oil. Which this is eight in a lot of different places. A lot of different shadows we're going to have, whether it is oil, it's not oil. You want to put the bassinet onto the stroller and the mechitzas over there. If you stuff it up, then it's not going to be oil. It's going to be okay. You're playing. You know, you're making Lego, and you're up to the roof, and you know the kid's crying. Like, you know, Abba, do it. So you just like put some action figures inside, fill it up, and then put it on. So if there's no oil tefach space underneath it, then it's going to be okay. Rosh Hashanah is a chiddush. Let's say. He says it by a cake cover, which hopefully we got to. Yeah, the cake covers. So Rosh Hashanah wants to tell you that, let's say, the cake cover, on top of the cake, you don't have a space, because there's cake there. On the nach chilek of the cake, there is a tefach space. So how do you done that? Is that called you have a little tefach? Or you don't have a little tefach? So Rosh Hashanah writes to Shulchan Shleima, that's not called you have a little tefach. Because what's it going to make? It's not going to make it on the plate, it's going to make it on the cake, and the cake part, over there, there's no oil tefach. If Rosh Hashanah wants to say that's not called oil tefach, and it's going to be
much. So, why you call the cake
not the cake? Because the cake is. What do you say?
So, why do you call it where the cake is and not the space?
Because that's the part you're trying to protect. So, you have to have a tefach space above that.
What are you trying to protect?
Trying to protect the cake. So that, the, what?
You've got four walls, so you don't need to shtamsh.
What do you say?
You've got four walls, so you don't need to shtamsh.
You don't have an oil
because you have that. Yeah, it's not oil. You don't need to be established to have a tachta, but you have to have oil. You just get oil. The Mishra holds that you have to have that. You don't see that.
What's the
smell
of that?
What? Well, that's when you have oil. When you have oil, you do not need to be established to have a tachta. But you don't need to have a shimush. You have to have oil. Just get oil. Because no tachta space. No tachta space has to be oil. That's your mala. No, there isn't. It's filled up. It's filled up, it's going to
that gap there isn't.
What do you say?
The place where there is a gap, you have four walls surrounding that gap, which isn't
a tefach. The place where there is a gap, you have four walls.
The gap
you don't have to need the avatakta, then whatever. Come in. Fine, I'll go upon him. So there's different types of oil. There's oil which is the hogging. What? You light stuff it up, yeah. I didn't say that. But I didn't say that. And the Oratzion Grab does say that, but I didn't say it. Okay.
Why not?
No, I didn't say it.
Why
what did you say? Al-Kapanam, so something called oil arai.
Why would that
say? We got it, hopefully. Okay. Now, oil arai, so basically has to have a gag less than the tefach, and it has to be a tefach space underneath. Now, in terms of making the mechitzas, there are different types of oil. There's oil which is the hagain, and there's oil which you need the aratachtav, and there's oil which you do not need the aratachtav. Oil which is the hagain, so the Rosh and the Rosh Hashanah say that just making the gag, you don't have to make the mechitzas, just making the gag alone, that's called that it's enough to aser when you have oil the hagain, it's enough to aser. What's called hagain? Hagain, the one's protecting. It's protecting piku, protecting by the chayim, it's protecting the area, and the ikar shimush is the protection. That's called oil the hagain. And you're not gonna, you don't have to make the mechitzes. Do you have to have mechitzes? You don't need mechitzes at all. That's machlekes chaznish understood that avadi you have to have some type of tzura mechitzes. Just you don't have to make the mechitzes on Shabbos, or they don't have to, but that has to be some type of tzura mechitzes. Can you come to answer the Grain's Kasha with the Grain's Kasha? Avadi chaznish knows that there has to be some type of tzura mechitzes, they just don't have to make the mechitzes. That's just tzura, something holding it up. But not that you have to actually make the mechitzas on Shabbos. If it's oil which is not meant to hagein, the ikar oil is for the tap. What do you say? Not see the rashi. That's a. You don't have to have it. What? I mean, something has to hold it up. It's not really so relevant. What? Yeah, you don't have to make it. You don't have to make it. It has to be there. You don't have to make it. But that's the thing. Now, oil which is not the hagein, but you need the avertachtav. Like a mita, you also use it underneath to keep your shoes there, but it's not so much the hugging. That's machlekes shenim, whether you have to have two mechitzas is enough to answer. or we're machim even without mechitzas, that's going to be also being need our tachtav. Mr. Bruce, the chumrah, even if you don't need the, even if you need our tachtav, there's a chumrah to be machim even without making the, even without mechitzas, there's machim to be machim. Near a toy blockers to the very rational, machim and lewis has the chak, maps has the chak, it's be machim. Third case is that if you only need the Avir Tachtav, you only need the Shemesh Tachtav, and the Ikur is for the top, not for the bottom. The table, something like that, it's over there. Unless you make four mechitzas, then it's not going to be a problem. Example of that is, we said, let's say you want to bring over like a milk crate, you want to step on top of it, so you put a board on top of it, you step on it, so that's called you make four mechitzas. So even though you only need the Avir Tachtav, and it's not logging, therefore that's going to be us. And the Shabbat place discusses what's the lacha with our tables. Is our table something which you need to have a tachtav or not? To make us out, the Shabbat says you only need to have a tachtav by a table. The Shabbat is man is there, that we keep our feet there. So the Shabbat is that cool, you need to have a tachtav or not. So my Mordechai already is my Mordechai. You need to have a tachtav as man is there. You keep your feet there, therefore that's cool, you need to have a tachtav. All the days they sat like sideways, like they did a seba. And now they keep it free there, that's going to be a problem. Chelik min asra on the machna, they said, need to have a tachtav. Therefore, he should knock him lachash to be rashba, and therefore he should machna. Shema Zalman, Shema Shabbat says, oh no, it's not true, that being that the ikka shemesh is the top, you're just keeping your feet there just because it's a chelik. If it's a separate shemesh, that's called you need to have a tachtav. We get down that you need to have a tachtav. You sleep on the bed, you keep your shoes there, it's two different shemushim, so therefore it's called have a tachtav. I'm saying if the shemesh is on top, while I'm on top, I have to have, like, keep my feet there. That's not called a separate shemesh. It's not called a new avatachtav, and therefore you're able to be made.
Isn't that the Rosh? It's just called the Rosh and Beitza.
In terms of what?
The Rosh and Beitza is masbir that if you ikkavod matla oil, then you're gonna not have a Rosh.
That what?
You're not gonna have a problem except for your ikkavod oil.
That's oil hugging that doesn't make sense at all. Here I'm inside. The second slab. You need the Avir Tachtav. Like we said, a mita, you need Avir Tachtav. You can keep your shoes there. Now, Shaila is sitting on a table, hanging on the table. Is that going to need Avir Tachtav? Is that going to have a Tachtav? So I'm saying, you don't need it. What's called making mechitzes? So, Mr. Brewer's machmir, if you move it over from one place to another place, you put it over there, from here to there, that's called you made the mechitzes. And therefore, that's going to be a problem. That's not called you making the mechitzas on Shabbos. What?
You
need
to
learn
the table.
What? You need
to
learn
the table.
What do you mean for tzniyas? In terms of what?
For a woman's legs
and
the table.
Right, it's the same shemesh of eating.
Yeah, all the same shemesh.
Yeah, you know, it's the same shemesh as eating. You know, needing the avatar, but I need it for a different purpose besides. You know, the lumbus is jazz. If I'm doing it for the top, not for the bottom, then we don't namisak so much the oil. So the ikka shemesh is lamailo. It's not a separate shemesh lamata. That's what I'm saying. That's not called you need a betachtav, and therefore it's going to be okay. So, what?
By a table, if you have proper legs, but by the table it's not comfortable to use with you by the table, so you actually want
but it's all part of the eating, we're saying. You know, it's all part of the shemesh of the achila, therefore it's not a separate shemesh, therefore it's not going to be considered to chashav. So it's a couple of cases. We said if somebody, the kids decide to play tent, they drape over the chairs, so over there, what is that? The ikkar shemesh is?
What's the mechitzas by the chairs?
If the things drape down. If the things drape down, then that's going to be a problem. And it'd be a problem of making it. And in terms of Saisasa, Pashtas, Salafel Maisa, you know, there were some swaras out there that a kid can answer it. It's not Chalash of a Pashtas. But it's Sechel Avitakdash. What? I guess if you do the Malamata, maybe that could be Aitza. If you do the Malamata, works. So then, the Shine. What?
Is that a Hogging in Jesus?
What do you say?
You know, there's not
logging.
There's not
logging.
That's just
the Shabbos
for the
Akhir.
Kids play
tents,
not logging.
Is that
a
logging or is that
a Tashmish? I think Tashmish is tagged. I don't think that's called a logging. Logging.
Playing
with
the. Therefore, you would need the pieces.
They're trying to.
What I say?
They're trying to make it a thing they want it to not be seen outside.
I mean, they're hiding from their brother, or they're protected from the elements.
No, I'm saying this as a protected from the elements.
They say?
Thank you. sun.
It's not the sun raining, it's Shamim.
No problem.
It's a massive enough community. I think the Rebbe had said this part and came, so even he tells it suits the case of Dal Kandisim. But then Machatzelis, I'm saying if he's right, Kevin, if he's not, or you, I'm saying I don't think it's the Hagim. But it's it'd be Misham Misham, it's no Shaitis. It's a Dinin or Ahavana.
No, so because say so Shulchan, okay, Kriyas Chaim not definitely any more than I from Ravanka. It's Chris of Chaim. No, it's the only time you say Ayol Hagen. It says like Shem, it's not Bal Chaim, but this is, I mean this is Bal Chaim. But it'd be more like to say it's not the Hagen. The Ravan Ayol Hagen is more similar to Ayol of. Just as what's this? It's like you're playing there, using there, I'm sitting there, I'm playing there. I'm playing there, you know, I'm playing there, I'm using it. Playing there, I'm using it, I'm doing everything. You know, the Havana of the whole, all these judgments were we're looking for similar to oil kavas. Oil kava was chitzis with the kviyas to live there. Now the more doima you are to oil kava, Then they asked it. Oil hagin is mamish like oil kava, therefore you went to hamachitzas. This is there after that. If you need the aver tachta, the hik is not la hagin, then over there they asked it either, depending how many mechitzas you need. If you only the aver tachta, then as you mamish the material, they need all four. So now, this I would think would be playing over there, using there, you're looking there for the day. It's this. What's it protecting you from? You're protecting from what? No, you guys are younger than me. Why is the kid playing under the tent? What's the
privacy?
That's what it is.
You want a special place?
What?
When you're in the house.
Then for sure I'll be logging. Logging doesn't mean then for sure I'll be logging. Then. That's the way this works. Fine. Now, oil kava is, like we said, LRI is. It's mutter to myself an LRI. What does it mean to mutter myself an LRI? The Rebbe says it means that if the oil was arai, then you'd be moisav under that. But the oil is kava, then you cannot be moisav under that. When we say moisav arai, it doesn't mean what the original oil was. The oil of arai means right now. You make something which is arai, or make something which is kvias. If you're doing a sofa, which is arai, that's going to be mutter. Right from the case of Pekakalon, and we see over there that if the sofa now is arai, then that's going to be mutter. If you're being moistif, if it was a tough everybody doing, it's going to be moistif. What's the halacha, what you're being moistif right now, is arai? Sorry. It's something which people keep their bekvias, but I'm doing it for arai. So the grass says, chiddush. You say, bodhidai, that's a galadam. He says, it doesn't say bodhidai, that's a galadam. It's not that's what he says. Cheshinon dilma mevatala, he says. Not that it's, he doesn't say, that's what he says. Which, you know, bodhidai would mean right now, it's kava. I think it's lost together, I'm correctly. But I mean right now it's kava. It's not called arai. You mean a kava right away, throw him off the cliff, okay? I'm thinking, if Cheshina Dimulas' kava is saying that maybe right now it might not be kviyas, but since we're chesh, this might be maestro shakviyas, so therefore, you know, it's a little bit of a different, a little bit different. So what do you have to have? What? Where does it come from? I don't know where it occurs. Don't know. Where are you sorting this together that such things exist? I don't know. Kaddish Lagaz, don't let me see any other anyone who says it. Maybe famous Makar. Speak up. But yeah, that's the lesson of the guys. Now, when you mean Moisef, Kaddish and Achrenim, they want to say that the only time it's to be Moisef is if you're Moisef from the side where the oil existed. As I have oil over here, when you're Moisef from the other side, they want to say that you're Kaddish and Achrenim. It's not as you can be Moisef from the other side. What does it mean Moisef from the other side? Some of them said in Nusach it means even be starting from the other side. That's going to be a problem. Even if you make it to the other place, I seem to understanding how one of that something along the lines that kilo, you know, it's not nirak oil. It's like safan. It's starting from there. It's not nirak oil. Okay, but you know that pashas in this guy. The pashas what? I have a pashas halacha that if. I'll be willing to stomach it if you start from the other side. If you start from the other side and you're attaching it then definitely able to, it's definitely okay. Or Shmuel Shabbos does not say that way. Shmuel Shabbos says if you do it all at one time, it's okay. If you do it two Shabbos.
You said about Shrolis, you have to start from the top.
If you start from the other side and you're going to attach it, he says that's also okay. From Shmuel Zalman, I don't know what he says on top. On top, okay. Which, it'll be a pellet to be machmir because I'm starting this way, right? So close my hands in my hand, like Swami pointed out. It's a day out of my hand. So like, what's the issue? Okay, in a lot of cases, I'm saying, if we'll fall apart. If we'll fall apart, if I drop it at this point, so the day elders. Anyhow, why would be held? Anyhow, come on, if you do it, B'Shalav B'Sachas about the Panshah, so I'll be able to be made. Now, the Chazon Ish said by a case where it wasn't, you did not have oil miboidyoim, but there's a heter to do it, talking about the case of the Lovett strings, where there's a heter to be pious in it. So Chazon Ish is made to say that if it wasn't miboidyoim oil, just love it. Now you make an oil on Shabbos, then you'll be moisif to it. So the Chazon Ish, you cannot be moisif on that, on Shabbos. Because there wasn't the existing oil, there's only a lumpish oil, you cannot be Efsher, not to say you can't be myself. And Nechu Achreinim, does that also apply to something which is Avivakai? Something like a stroller, which you let open up. The stroller is folded coming to Shabbos, you open it up. Now once you open it up, you want to be myself onto it. Can you be myself onto it or not? Do you say, Shevavi says, no, going to the Chazon Ish is going to be Asur. Well, it did not exist before Mibayjain. Being that it did not exist, so therefore you can't, it's not called a Safan Alarai, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Other Achreinim Bachag, you say no. Yes, the chalak between a lom d'shoil, what the Chazon Ish is saying, of loved, or something which is avivakoi, we see really exists in the oil. It's not a child that doesn't exist. And it's avivakoi, it would be makel to open the stroller into the shech. The kricha, the Chazon Ish says, the tefach which I have to have in Baidoyim is fixed. The kricha, like Shushan, the kricha, when it's rolled up, that's not considered that you have a tefach in Baidoyim. And the kricha doesn't count. To take that kricha to put it somewhere else, the big tarp, when to put it somewhere else, even though it's rolled up, it's next to the chalas oil, that also the mishpul is machmir, because the chalas oil is oil and not oil, so copy somewhere else, it would be considered oil, maybe according to everybody, maybe it's the chalas oil, but definitely machmir, we can't take the kricha and put it somewhere. And the Chazon Ish, like when down there after Shulchan, they say chiddush, they always say the kricha, is not, when it's rolled up, it's not considered as chalas. That's only klapi it itself. You can't unroll it. Something rolled up, unrolling it is not the haskal of that. If you want to start bringing a different thing over there, they say that's okay. Klapi something else, it's sitting on an old tefach, and you can waste something else. So even if you're machmer on a baby carriage, you have to open it up when it's closed, because you don't know that the kai. But you have the kricha, right? When it's folded up. You have a kricha, which might be a tavma, might be a tavma, you have to measure it according to the Chazon Ish. So if you want to now go ahead and attach the thing with the straps on the full fit, but technically according to the Chazon Ish, that would, yes, be able to. Chazon Ish understanding that copy it itself is not as chol of opening it. The copy is something else, we see it. It's a very bechish. Now, in terms of love, we also actually have to just keep on moving for 15 minutes and stuff. No, in terms of love it, so that's Mr. Bruce, you have love it, then two things which are love with it. We need each other. You could be prayers on that, you could be moist to it, you could be moist on another side. It's called, you have an oil, and you have to moist of it. The Chazon Ish says that when you have the love it strings, he says that you definitely can't start from the love it and be moist from over there, because the heter of the love it is just clapping itself. It's called Ascholah, and you could finish it off. But who doesn't have a shame oil, they could be moisif onto it. And like I said before, even if you start from over there, as the Chazon Ish says, they just like I had to say, they only could be two only in between strings to be moisif it, then you're not able to do it. Fine. So the second heter doesn't make oil something which is besides be moisif, something called Abavakai, something which is already exists. Rashes, excuse me, Tassel's going to be one. So what's that Abavakai? That is the oil, kashrutah is when you're making the oil. If you're just unfolding oil, pitching oil, that's not going to be considered making the oil. And the Buddha says, Pshan Rashi of Akoi, Pshan Rashi of Akoi is the heter in Hilchus Binyan. That's not considered boina. The reason why Kizik Trasko is not oil because you only need the Avatachtav. That's why it's not oil. The Vada, there would be no heter of Akoi when it comes to oil. This Machlekas has a lot of ramifications. Can you open a baby stroller? The hood on it, according to Das Mishabura, that's that's going to be mutter, that's chazanesh, it's going to be mutter, it's called v'koi, and it's not going to be a problem. Hashenkein, according to Nevi Yehuda, it's only hetter binyan, it's not hetter oil, therefore it's going to be also moish and shuvah, right? So the Rishon Lashon, you know, v'yishmak l'achmer, neik l'achmer, that like the das of the Nevi Yehuda, the Paschal, the Nevi Yehuda, like, well, halacha ma'isa, looks like a minute going along. Paschal, suga, mishabur, suvi meikol, and Pasha see with Yemekel, and it would not be considered a problem. Everyone agrees opening just a regular chair or something, that's going to be okay, because there's no problem with binyan because of the kai, there's no problem of oil because you do not need to have a tachtiv, and therefore it's going to be okay. Even the Nebuchadnezzar's mask in the Tavish Kabbab is something which is on a track. That's okay. It's not called you're making anything, that's called that exists. But said by the email, Kava, you let him go on my track. Therefore, if the oil is attached and just flipping it down, then if it's on hinges and you're flipping it down, then it's going to be okay. The next heter is Shini HaSeder. So Mar says that oil derabanan, if you do it with a Shini HaSeder, the whole part is the comments are oil at the Kava. If you do it with a Shini, then it's going to be okay. What's called Shini? Shini is if you build it, normally you build down up. If you do from the Mala Lamata, that's going to be okay. We mentioned that when you're doing the Mala Lamata, if you do the roof, then you start building the Mechitzas and you're going from down up, so that's not going to be a heter. Like I said, the whole thing should be the Mala Lamata. Build the roof, and then you start the Mechitzas, the whole thing should be Mala Lamata. You can't just, if you're starting mechitzas, it's all one thing, then it's okay. But if you're going from the mala mata and you're making different shlavim in the actual mechitzas.
It's like a brick wall. It's like one thing on top of the other. So you can't
even
just have
to pull it out. Okay, so make the walls and then slide them in. And then just slide them in. What do you say? You could build the walls, but the mala mata, they wouldn't say the whole thing has to be the mala mata. Not just the roof and the. You can't do the roof and then all of a sudden now I'm building, oh, I'll make the mechitzas, right? Go like that for one. The whole thing should be lemala hu lemah. When you're doing a stira, nechaga achroinim, is there a oifen of stira with a shinei? Das of. Hashem is of the Chazanish, that no thing is stira in Shina. Stira, you just break things. There's no Seder Advam, how a person does a stira. Therefore, when you want to do a stira, then you kind of do it like a Seder. In other words, what does that mean? It means you want to put your kid in, the baby carriage fell off, you want to get your kid in covered. So you do a Lamala Mata, you know, you hold, or your wife holds something to cover the baby carriage, slide it under, whatever you do, you know, you do Mala Mata. And that's going to be okay. So you got him in. Now you want to take the kid out. So now, how are you going to do it?
Just leave a tefach.
What do you say?
Just leave a
tefach. That's after that works. Right? We'll get that soon. So that's the chazanish. That lamal mata doesn't. There's no shinoi in a stiras oil. So therefore, you're going to have a problem getting the kid out. Hashem Kain, Shem Zalman says in Shmir Shabbos that there would be Hatim Malamata when it comes to Stiris. So,
Lifting up the bassinet
and the wife, so it's dragging out. Also, we saw Machlekes when we were dealing with Shinoi of the Malamata. Is the Gether Shinoi Malamata something which is a Shinoi in this situation, or does it have to be a shinoi normally? It's not the way normally you build a oil. Where's that going to be? That's going to be by a drawer. So it's the mala lamata, but it's a normal way of doing it. You have a drawer and you slide it underneath. So first you have the roof, and then you put it in the drawer. So it's the mala lamata, but it's a normal way of doing it. This is the kitchenak hayadam. Do we say that the mala lamata, it's a shinoi because normally it's not the normal way of building oil? Or you look at this situation, therefore it's going to be okay. So I've always said heter of Meisav al-Arai, of the Kai, and Shinai in the Seder. Noch heter is Cherek Mechoy Mechadish, something called the Adam is not considered a oil. Something which is held up by a person, doesn't have a chashiva soil, it's not, it doesn't exist by itself, then that would not be considered the next day. The Chazon says, some soif and tshuva, the nezer, tefila David. Where's the negeya? It's negeya in a couple of places. Negeya, it's raining outside, and it's raining outside, and so many davening outside, and they, you know, they put a talus over, like they make a little oil. People hold up like talus over people's heads. They make simchas Torah. They make a simchas Torah. They hold up the talisim. Right? Chasen Torah, chasen bereishis. So that. So is that a problem or not a problem? What?
Does it make a difference if it's protecting the Torah?
Let's say this girl is not protecting the Torah. Is it a problem or is not a problem? So we're going to say the no mechitzas, right? So what are we talking about? So mechitzas ben adam. Mechitzas ben adam for mechitzas, mechitzas ben adam, you have regax. Now we, the shah is not going to be a problem or not. So being that it's only a oil, but the adam, so therefore the chasen shalat is the mekel, that's not considered oil. Therefore, it's raining outside, you want to just run and take something over your head. That's considered oil of the Adam, and it would not be considered oil. Why the Chazon Shel Kasher was talking about a difficult issue? What's the deal with Pareches? Pareches, oil of the Adam, and it's going to be Aser. Well, so, okay, so Pareches, that was oil of the Adam, you're spreading the Pareches. My full over Tafach, that's oil of the Adam, and that's yes, going to be Aser. Chazon Shel Kasher by that. See, the Aser and Shuva, we're talking about a case by Kosel, or by the Kosel, apparently by the Kosel, they, when it's raining outside, they just like people, they take Talisim, like Simchas Torah, and like they just hold it up to protect it. Oh yeah, protect the Sefer Torah. It's raining outside and it's and up to Kriyas Torah. They just take the hold up the Talisim over the Sefer Torah to protect it. It's not much oil hugging. You don't even need mechitzas. The shaila is that going to be a big problem or not? See, right, so the oil hugging over the Adam is not a problem, therefore it's going to be a problem. So then the shal in the later tshuva, one was in Simon Yud, I think Simon Dala, the other one Tezayin Ches, sits on the Yazir. I what's with Pareches, the Chazon Shel Kasher? He says, Miss two Terutzim. He says, maybe. Wait, so first of all, the five Machim Pareches. Yeah, they help so much. The five Machim. But he said, a different lot of Machim Pareches. But then he says, even if he says that maybe Pareches is different because there's a gag and the roof, you're making both, you're making the roof and the Mechitzas, maybe that's going to be different. Or he says a different Deichik, that maybe the chat is that they're talking about where the. When you spray the Pareches, it's like also something's gonna be holding it up. Without the people, it gets different tichuk. The Rebbe Akhrim, all the Obdom is going to be okay. Therefore, it's raining outside, you want to protect Sefer Torah, you want to protect yourself, then it's going to be okay. Why is umbrella different? That umbrella is Obdom Akhrim. Why is not Obdom, and that should be okay, which some Akhrim did mention that the reason I had the umbrella is Obdom, but most Akhrim hold that's not out there. They say umbrella is different because the umbrella. It's always an oil. It's always, when you put an umbrella down, it also has some type of tzura of oil to it. It's attached and it's on top of it. My shank cane, anything which is just a talus or something like that, once you drop it, so the whole thing just collapses, falls apart. Therefore, that's what they want to say to answer. That's the same thing to answer a. Answer. Fine. That's a. What?
Solid box.
Yeah, what?
A whole solid box in the end.
Which has four sides and everything like that, you mean? Then it'll be like umbrella. But if it's just like a flat tray, then echanami, then it's going to be okay. Running out of time, we have to go a little bit more things. So, I guess we said four terms so far. We said Moisavel, Ovid the Adam, Ovid Bakai, and Shinai Seder. In terms of stearous oil, so. You know, we say oil on Shabbos. If the oil was made on Shabbos Behatter, if the oil was made on Shabbos Behatter, so normally what you're allowed to make, you're allowed to seiser. If there's Behatter to make it, in most cases, you're allowed to seiser. This is Shat Simon's rights, that the oil which has mechitzas already, doesn't have a gag, and it's not made for, so he says, and you're not using it, you have two mechitzas, whatever, and the mechitzas already exist, so he says that, and you put a gag on top of it, it's not logging, so he says over there that you're not going to be chayav on a seiser oil, in that case, because the mechitzah already existed, but Shasim Lama Vav, it comes out that we have a situation that stearous oil is more common than a seous oil. Because it would be oil, which steer would be a problem, just thinking of the gag would be a problem, even though the actual seer would not be okay. The Chayim Lama Vav on this, like, well, what the pshat is, why should it be more chomer? According to this, how you take up a pat on Shabbos, had to make a pat, this is not making the mechitzah, thinking of why it should be a problem. So there were those who went to say, the point of Shemitah Ganiyaski, that no, even in that case, Shashin says more chamer, it doesn't mean that you don't have to, when you take off the gag, you also have to take off the mechitzas. The gag alone would not be enough to be a serious oil. You also have to take off the mechitzas. That obviously means it's more chamer, binin and zayis, which means they have if two mechitzas existed, so you can't be chamer and serious oil, because they existed already. But it could be chamer and serious oil, you take off the gag and the mechitzas. I don't know, so I have a bunch of fat in the shati. If you have oil which is, if you have oil which is existed, can I put it down to tafach? And as if it, because oil tafach, the moist of an oil, I definitely, if I made it on Shabbos, I can take it down, put it down to tafach. So let's say it existed already, I want to be, knock it down to a tafach. Is that going to be mutter or not? I mean, Azen Shuva, Gamimani was make on that. Moist of the Chazanish doesn't say they know that if a boy game was made, if you made it on Shabbos from tafach up, you can put it down. But if it was made before Shabbos, and you're putting it down to the tafach, every single chelik of that, of being seisur, that would, yes, that would be a problem, and you're not allowed to do that. Cousinish? Okay. Fine. You have something which is a kli rachiv. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Tyson brings down, they have a pravanka, something which is very, very wide. Make the, and you put the cover on top of it, that's going to be a problem. Like you're saying, the problem over there, it's oil, the problem over there is going to be outs. Now it's oil, it's going to be a problem, outs mishamer. Now it's bayer. Why would that be oil? Chassid says, because we look at a pot of shimush. On off, on off, on. We're not going to get as much oil, look at more shimush. Therefore, it would not be considered a problem of oil. How do we paskin? So Mishabu goes with it. Mishabu paskin is in limchis for yada mekila and as bikaron. We are machmir for a pat. Yes, to if it's rachav harve, it's yes to be considered making a oil. Noigal hokan limchis biyadam. Sheshon miyismuch. We're not going to rachav. Somebody does it because they want to. Now, it's not only applies to what is Rakh of Harbase, Rakh of Shabbos brought a right from the Shabbos, the Sun and a Mita. A regular width of Mita is not considered Rakh of Harbase. Says that's okay, unless it's very, very wide. Just want to say that anything less than that, anything more than that, will be considered maybe Rakh of Harbase, definitely less than 50 centimeters, is not going to be considered, Rakh of Harbase. Now, the Shabbos is machmir that if you move, this is just called just making the gag. When you make the gag, and it's very wide, so Mesachis could be making the Mechitzas too, because they're so far apart, they're not Mesachis to each other. Mishabur holds that if you move a pot, so that's called also you're making the Mechitzas, and therefore even if it wouldn't be Rachav Harbe, it would be also to put something on top of it. So Shaila is how to cover a regular pot in a regular situation. If you move the chompa one place, another place, and put it on top of it, then what's going to have to cover it? So the cover it there. Hetter number one is the Taz says that if it's Miyuchet Levert, it's like the Taz, then that's not a problem. The only time we say it's a problem is if it's not miyuchad for this thing. Put silver foil. Silver patch is not miyuchad. Hashem came, if it's miyuchad for it, then it's not a problem to put on top of it. So Dr. Shlomo Zalman, that miyuchad, the Taz is miyuchad, but maybe there's all of it, but everyone agrees if there's a beis achiza to it, there's a handle to it, everyone agrees that that's enough to make a miyuchud, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So that's number one. Etta number two is, if the chompa is more or less full, and there's not a tefach of space underneath it, it also could be a hetter. Hetter number three, hetter was miyuchud. Oh, so Zalman said, the only time we say moving the pot always only completes because the only time we say that's called making chitzas, if I moved it there in order to cover it there. As I move the area over there, I want to cover it over there, then we down it as I'm making the chitzas. Mashenka, if I don't do that, like, that would not be considered a problem. In terms of, therefore, there's a lot to be simplified in terms of doing it, but covering myself, well, I mean, you know, sometimes I can mark the map. In terms of covering a cake, so we mentioned before, so over there you're making all three mechitzas when you're putting it down. Shaz like a mutter aser. Bring the bench chaybings down like the minug is to be mako. So what a different hetter. Kalim's machlekes, vishaynim. You have the hetter of miyuchad lakach. If it's miyuchad in this area, So we have the Hetter Miuchel Lekach, and then the Hetter Tevach Space. The Shem Zama Dana, that's not called the Hetter Tevach Space. Yeah, there's color on that there. What?
You don't slice the soft one, just the regular cake, but so you eat a slice of the cake. That means that that space where the cake is, you had the Tevach. So you make all that?
Well, it's tough. If the thing is protecting, it's there's not enough space, and it's going to be a problem. And so it's putting in drawers, so we said, whether we're putting in drawers or a problem, not a problem. What's the shayla? The shayla is a shitty seder or not. So the place we're going to be mechalik is the difference between a drawer, which is in a desk, which by putting in the drawer, you're making now the pieces of the gag, or a drawer in like our own, which the oil already exists. And by putting in the drawer, you're just making it smaller. They want it, that case to be mutter. Another case would be totally in, we totally in the machlekes. In a drawer, you have to make sure there's no problem with baina. If it's something just like a cat, the drawer comes in and out, then it's like problem with baina. If it's something which goes in and out, then the maisa, then it could be baina issues. It is using umbrellas, so machlekes and achrayim. The Nehuda writes that using umbrellas is going to be chayav chatas, why be chayav chatas? Because it's, according to the riff, you have a gag tefach. Therefore, the Nebu always has missed their rice. So, what are the various Hashem places to say? One Hatter, in terms of umbrella, they say that oil zark is just kind of oil. That they say it's not just a tank because oil zark is just kind of oil. It's only copy something else, copy itself. But not, it is considered oil. There's some service that is different. The reason why it's not oil is because doing it in the Mishkan, doing the Mishkan, the oil is not mechanical, it's not moving around. Being something moving around, the Chazan says, therefore, the Chazan service says that it's not going to be the rice because of that. Another Hatter, they want to say is that maybe ask Kisei Traskel, it's Alva Vakoi, it exists. So maybe he himself says, Alva Vakoi is not a Heter, and a CSIL is only a Heter, it's not a CSIL, it's only a Heter and Boina, therefore it would not be a Heter. Other Achronim say maybe Alva Vakoi would be a Heter, therefore would be a Heter of Kisei Traskel. Twice the Sol said, all this stuff is safe, you have to have Chitzis Megiyas Haaretz to be their Isa, being that it's not Chitzis Megiyas Haaretz. It's going to be the right stuff. In fact, and it's like a chud mashikra, some sukkah like that. If a makam covered a brias, if a tzar, you're able to be made. Hagabon Chazis writes, Achit Kleis, I call Mika Dinesh Mimutter, just get to go to the Oilam, as a fight against reform, not to use umbrella, therefore, Kenu Aminog, Poets Nachash, Poets Gadda Yishakanu Nachash. Shittas Rashi is Mechitza Materis, 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 is called a mechitza. Normally oil is something which is on the top. You put something on the side, which is matter something, mechitza materis, that's going to some Hashem, that's going to be also chen pasak rama. What's he said? A dover, being you create a new shemesh in this area, that's doimet abinyan, doimet oil, the fact that you created an area which was aser, and over here you're going to be matter. What's the example is that? If there were all sukkahs, we call mechitza materis, marvel, people want to walk through them and spotlight them. In front of Svar and Tasha Amita, go to the bathroom, I said Srachim, all these things, put in Mechitza, that's considered Mechitza Materis, and therefore that's going to be awesome. Like Rambam says, a drasha between man and woman is not considered Mechitza Materis, and it's only the sneas, the covet, therefore that would be mutter. Shmishav's example by Shavu Brachas, Mechitza over there is like Mechitza Materis, not called Mechitza Materis, it's not the Bracha. He's like to say that's just the sneas, therefore it's going to be okay. And based on Knesset, we saw Vikuach, is it called Mechitza Teres, not called Mechitza Teres? Someone to say is telling why you need a Mechitza. Is it Tznius? Is it Kalas Roish? Or is it one to Asa? Or is it one to be Mutter? Pashas are Locha, Pashas are double bar, it's going to be Mutter because you don't need a Mechitza, Pashas, you don't need a Mechitza over here. All you need is a Kisui. Mechitza Tluy would work. And even after you have the Mechitza, it's not working with Lomdas of Mechitza, but different shows, it's that they're covered. You cover them with a balloon, whatever it is, you cover anything you want, also that's okay. If it's Nishke Mechitza, therefore, it's going to be okay. Now, in front of Svarim, we saw Mechalik is not Achroinim, you have to have two Kisuyim. In front of Svarim, one Kisuy is not enough, so you put a Mechitza, that's Mechitza Materis, and that's going to be awesome. If somebody has one kisui already, now you put mechitza, that's mechalik not korah. You say, and now put mechitza, so therefore now it's going to be. It's also because it's mechitza. You say no, it's going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because I don't need a mechitza. It's only a kisui. Because it's not the local. The nice of the second mission of Guru was that makom tzayach and Shabbos you have to be mekel. We don't have a kisui. Not going to say you have to be machmer. Says I've had makom chashkesh because of a tala or hirurim. by the Chadim's Meikel, we done as a Kisa, and not done it as a Mechisa. And Hilchus Yontif, the Shatzim is Meikel, but they have other three from being that technically you can put it out, if we don't done as much as Mechisa Mataris, and therefore it's going to be Mutter.